Books of Elsewhere, Chapter 15, page 151. Olive slammed the basement door behind her and skidded along the hallway, whooshing around the banister at the bottom of the staircase. "Annabelle!" she shouted, even though she knew Annabelle probably couldn't hear her. "Annabelle!" Olive pounded up the steps, wishing her legs were long enough to take them two at a time. There were no cats to be seen in the upstairs hall, but Olive turned on every light anyway, telling herself that tonight she wasn't going to worry about wasting electricity. She would leave every light in the whole house burning if she felt like it. The violet room was dim and silent. A bit of sunlight, fading behind the thick trees, slipped in through the lace curtains. Olive flipped on the lights and managed to put on the spectacles in spite of her shaking hands. In the portrait above the dresser, Annabelle stirred with surprise, hurriedly wiping something away from her cheek. "Annabelle," panted Olive, "can I come in? It's kind of an emergency." "Of course, Olive," said Annabelle. "It's been weeks since I've seen you. I've been hoping you would come." Before Annabelle finished speaking, Olive had scrambled up onto the dresser and landed on the pillowy couch inside the portrait. Annabelle sat at the tea table, dabbing her eyes with a piece of lace that looked much more decorative than absorbent. "Would you care for a cup of tea?" she asked. "No, thank you," said Olive. "Annabelle, I have to ask you something, but it might sound weird." Annabelle's eyebrows went up in concern. "You may ask me anything, Olive." "Well," said Olive, tugging at a purple tassel in the mound of pillows, "you know about this house, so maybe you know about the cats." Annabelle tilted her head the tiniest bit. "The cats?" she said slowly. "Yes. The people in one of the paintings told me that the cats are... that the cats..." Olive swallowed hard. "That the cats are witches' familiars. That they're evil. That they're trying to get rid of my family because they want to get the house back for somebody who used to own it. And it has something to do with the basement. Because there are gravestones in the basement. Really, really old gravestones." Olive clutched the tasseled pillow to her chest like a shield. "And my parents are going to be gone for the whole night. And I don't like Mrs. Nivens. And I don't know anybody else. And I'm scared." Annabelle closed her eyes. Olive watched her closely, holding her breath. Any second now, Annabelle would open her eyes and look down at Olive with a mix of pity and disappointment, and she would say, "Olive, I'm afraid you've lost your mind. Now why don't you toddle on down to the closest mental hospital?" Annabelle opened her eyes. She looked down at Olive. Her eyes weren't full of pity or disappointment. They were circles of honey-colored paint. "Olive," she said, "I'm afraid that what you've heard is true. Those cats are, quite frankly, dangerous. But you can stay with me. You can stay with me just as long as you want to." Olive felt so relieved, she thought she might cry. "Thank you," she whispered. Annabelle reached out and patted Olive's hand. Olive tried to shudder at the chill of Annabelle's skin. "Sometimes it's hard to know whom to trust," Annabelle said softly. "And heaven knows we all make mistakes." Here Annabelle made a dainty choking sound and pressed her fingertips to her mouth. "Annabelle, are you crying?" Olive asked hesitantly, knowing that many people didn't like to admit it if they were. Annabelle sighed. "Oh, I've been having a bit of a weep, yes. But I'm just being silly." Then she buried her face very suddenly in her handkerchief. "What's wrong?" asked Olive, who thought that grown-ups hardly ever cried, except when they dropped things on their toes, of course, like her father had when they tried to haul the oak hutch up the staircase. "Oh," Annabelle sniffled, "I'm just remembering something my grandfather gave me a long, long time ago. I lost it. He would be so disappointed if he knew." "Well, where did you last see it?" Olive asked. This was what Mr. and Mrs. Dunwoody asked Olive every time she lost something important. In the single summer when Olive had worn a retainer, she found it in the freezer, one in the slippers, under the bathroom sink, in the basket at the bottom of the laundry chute, and four separate occasions. "It was so long ago," said Annabelle. "I don't know how I could have lost it. It was the loveliest thing I'd ever been given. And it's funny, but I have the feeling that it is still in this house somewhere." "Well, what was it?" asked Olive, who was already getting a strange sinking feeling in the bottom of her stomach. "It was a necklace," said Annabelle, "a beautiful gold necklace with a filigree pendant. Grandfather had it made especially for me." Olive swallowed hard. She could feel the necklace thunking heavily against her chest inside her shirt. Somehow she didn't want to tell Annabelle that she had it. Annabelle might be angry that Olive had put the necklace on in the first place, and Horatio had warned her to keep it hidden, although of course she couldn't trust Horatio anymore. Whatever the reason, a little niggling warning in her brain kept stuffing the truth back into a hiding spot. "Maybe if you take a look around, you'll remember the last place you had it." "Maybe," said Annabelle slowly, "but that would mean getting out of this portrait." "Can you do that?" I can if you let me, said Annabelle, giving Olive a sharp look. Someone has to let me out, just like you did with the dog. You know about that? Asked Olive. Annabelle blinked, hesitating for a split second, and then she said, I could hear the commotion all the way up here. But I didn't want the dog to come out. He was chasing one of the cats. Annabelle's eyes glowed. Yes, a cat. But you untied the dog. You set him free. She looked at Olive closely, her eyes like two candle flames. I helped you, and now you can help me. Isn't that what friends do? Will you set me free, Olive? Annabelle held out her hand. Olive took it. It was very smooth and pale and very, very cold. Annabelle stood up. She smiled. I haven't left this room in 70 years, she said. She climbed onto the couch, sat side saddle on the picture frame, still holding Olive's hand, and then she swung her legs gracefully through, and Olive hurried after her.